I wanted to talk to you all today about the joint information environment and intelligence community information technology environment. Those are very important projects to us in the Navy, specifically my organization, because we are the only service that has a blend of the two and the six. And so for us, we get to see where we find gaps, where we see opportunities, but it also helps us prepare for the future and how we're going to do for the warfighter. Next slide. So these are the four things I'm going to cover. One of the reasons why I have a hard stop today is the final decision we're going to make as a Department of Defense on what we're going to do with Joint Regional Security Stack, how we're going to move it out, and how we're going to do it with the budget, how we're going to resource this, because it's important. Next slide. Right now, EyeSight has been mainly focused on what we call the traditional intelligence community agencies. It's been mostly geared toward the CIA, NSA, DIA, NGA, NRO. However, as of 2 weeks ago, we have finally, as the service, has been afforded the opportunity to start moving out with embracing those capabilities that they're already using for the good of the services. So the Navy has decided that we're going to embrace the basic overview, basic vision of EyeSight, and we're starting to move out by looking at things like the Enterprise Software License, which I'll get to. But we're concerned because for us, intelligence is important, not just ashore, but it's afloat. If anybody's ever been on a submarine or a carrier, you know that we compartment everything. Well, it's even further compartmented when you look at how we do intelligence. So we're concerned about how we're going to deliver these capabilities on ships, given the rooms that we have for IT and some of the other changes that we have going on, but ensuring that we get the capability to the warfighter timely and they can execute it timely. So we're, the mission agility that EyeSight affords, we believe that's true. We also believe that the intelligence community has actually mastered some things that we haven't on the non-intelligence side. They're much more forward-thinking in some areas. They're able to put those solutions out there faster than we are. They don't have some of the acquisition challenges we have. And so with that, we get those benefits, and we're trying to push them down to the non-intelligence sector. But the principles for intelligence communities, EyeSight program, the cloud hosting, we've leveraged it. We like what the CIA has done with their new model, and we're waiting to see the results of it, because it may be something we look at in the Navy as well as we think DOD. The coupling of services, I think most of you know that the Navy, we have NGEN, and we did not migrate to the Defense Enterprise email. We are still debating what that's going to be, so we're going to look and see what DEE2O is. But for now, the Navy is at a place where everybody else in the department wanted to be, so we're already there. We're looking to the future, and we didn't want to go back. But we are 100% in support of what's going on. Getting data to the people anytime, that's important. The CNO, we had a meeting with him the other day. He talked about how we have to be able to deliver more precision information quicker. We need to get it out to some of our ships a little bit sooner. Sometimes we're having some lapses in transport, but we also rely on SATCOM. And that's a challenge we have, and we've got to do something about our SATCOM, both for the intelligence side and the non-intelligence side. And I find the fact that one of the principles, the improved efficiency and effectiveness, about 10 years ago, this was one of the mantras from the Bush administration, because we worked on it then too, was improved efficiency and effectiveness. But what we've added now is cybersecurity. We are really focused on what we're doing with security. We have not given it enough time and attention in the past, but we have to now. And that's a challenge we have, not just from the workforce, but how we build our capabilities.